Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who wears a bathing suit in the shower, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight. Great to have you with me on a Monday night. It's getting to the point where we've done about 2 months worth of shows. And I don't know what to do with myself on the weekends anymore. I used to like live for the weekends. Now I live for the week. And when the weekend hits, I'm like, what the heck am I supposed to do now? That's how much fun I'm having doing Nightlight. So I'm glad you're with me tonight. Thank you. And I'm hoping all of you listening will join the show. We always have a better time here when we hear from you and you weigh in with your opinions on whatever we're watching, whatever we're talking about, whatever goofy topic, or just conversation. We'd love to hear from the listeners. Conrad is ready to take your text. Am I correct in saying that, Conrad?
I am ready.
You all set? Okay. What if we get a call? Is that going to throw you?
No, I'm still ready for it.
You're still ready. Just a matter of which button.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, all right. You're not going to stump Conrad, folks. That's what I'm getting at here. Did you have a good weekend, buddy?
I did. Watch some football, but you know how the games went.
Oh, was there football this weekend?
Yeah, just a couple games. Okay. Didn't mean much.
Yeah, I watched them too. We can talk about that because, you know what? Football is entertainment, especially when one Taylor Swift finds her way to the games to support her boyfriend. So we can have a discussion about that. But Conrad's ready to answer your texts. We want to make you part of the show. Please let us know. My guests tonight are Wisconsinology founder and friend of the show, Frank Anderson. He will be along shortly. And I always have a lot to talk about with Frank. Frank does not believe in ghosts or the paranormal or anything like that. He has this great website called Wisconsinology. And he's got an assortment of Wisconsin stories on there from over the years, from the last couple centuries even. Folklore, tall tales, celebrities who are from here, sports, whatever you want. Frank has it on Wisconsinology. So if you're a Wisconsinite or just like interesting reading, I highly recommend Wisconsinology. It's a great website. Frank will be along shortly. And then at 9 o'clock, beavers invade Madison. That's all I'm going to say. Hundreds of beavers are invading Madison tomorrow. So you'll want to know what that is about, especially if you live in the Madison area. I will give you all the straight dope, everything you'll need to know regarding said beavers. Today is National Corn Chip Day. How fun is that? Corn chips have their own day. Only corn chips, though. If you are a flour tortilla chip, you are out of luck. So that leads me to tonight's question. In light of National Corn Chip Day, what food do you wish you could eat nonstop and it didn't count? The calories don't count. It doesn't go toward your waistline. You can eat as much of it as you want and it doesn't count. What would that food be for you? 844-967-2789. I know you've heard politics all day on the station. Who's running for president? Who's running for local office? But here on Nightlight, I am not afraid to ask, what food do you wish you could gorge yourself with and not gain a pound? 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. You could have that food at a party if you had a party. So let me know. It's also National Bubble Wrap Day. I didn't realize packaging was entitled to have their own days, but it's National Bubble Wrap Day. There you go. It's always good to have some bubble wrap laying around, Conrad, just in case of an emergency. I trust were you a Boy Scout?
I was for like a year.
Okay. Couldn't handle the commitments. That's about how long I lasted too. And you always had to, like, on the night of inspection for Boy Scouts, you had to have a Band-Aid, a dime, in case you had to make a phone call. I'm a little older than you. A Band-Aid, a dime, a comb, and a handkerchief in case you had to make a phone call, help someone first aid wise, blow their nose, I guess, with a handkerchief. I don't get what that's all about, but I think now the Boy Scouts should add bubble wrap to that, just in case you have to quickly wrap something and send it and you don't want to break it. That makes total sense to me.
Or if you just want to have fun popping it.
Aha, yes, of course. Well said. In fact, that's probably what you heard all over America Day, were people popping the little bubble wrap things in honor of Bubble Wrap Day. So that's fun. And we got one text already. What does that say? Oh, yeah. From Papa Rico. Milk chocolate. Boy, it's hard to... I don't know. That's hard to go wrong with. That could be... We might have a winner already. And it's not a contest. But... Oh, that's... wait a minute. Oh, I'm getting two different texts here. Okay, we got milk chocolate. And then Conrad's dad is already weighing in. Potato chips and French onion dip.
That's a good one.
That is a good one. Okay. Those are both good answers. I can't argue there. You don't see that much at parties anymore. Potato chip and French onion dip. I feel like that's very... My guess, Conrad, is that that's what your dad had at parties when he was growing up, was potato chip dip and French onion.
Yeah. Yeah. I went to a bunch of parties and with my dad, and I feel like it would be there.
Okay. And did you partake in the...
Of course. Okay. You can't just see it and not eat it, you know?
Yeah. And you can't just eat like one. You got to mow the whole thing.
Exactly.
That's why that's your dad's answer. All right. And Papa Rico on the stream texting in milk chocolate. That'll be tough to beat. They're both great. So keep those texts coming. We'd love to hear from you guys as to what you can eat the most of and never suffer the consequences. And I say that because I think chips would be mine. That's what made me think of the question. I think for me, it would be chips. And once I start eating them, I can't stop eating them. That's a problem. So, all right. I'll tell you what I saw this weekend too. It was busy. I watched a lot of TV this weekend. I went to a movie. I saw Wonka in the theater. Here's my day. Okay. So this is Saturday. I'm going to go on a little bit of a cleanliness rant here. And it started, okay, here's how it started. I go into Jimmy John's, all right, to eat lunch. I'm not a germaphobe. I'm really not. But I don't know what people are doing in their homes. Don't want to. Don't know their bathroom habits. But I had two instances this past weekend. One was at Jimmy John's. I gave my order to a guy in gloves who made my sandwich. I was like, oh, cool, he's wearing gloves. I felt good about it. Then he takes my money, one of the rare times I paid with cash, and he's wearing the same gloves. Then he hands me my food and takes another order and starts making a sandwich with gloves on. You're supposed to change the gloves, right? I mean, they're plastic. I mean, unless he was cold and he's using plastic or he's going to surgery or something, guy had the same pair of gloves on. So that was kind of gross. And my money's clean. It's been laundered. Conrad, I launder money on the side. So if you need something taken care of, send it my way.
Thanks.
I'll send it to one of my fake businesses. So then later at the same day, okay, so I go to a movie. I get a soft pretzel with no salt on it. Way to take the joy out of the most healthy snack you can probably have at the movies. It's candy, crazy buttered popcorn, nachos. I get a pretzel trying to be somewhat healthy. But the salt, there's no salt. That's not even a fun pretzel. And then I order a drink, and this dude, who is about 6'3", hands me my cup, two fingers on the inside of the cup to go fill it myself. It wasn't full. He's handing me an empty cup, two of his big old hot dog fingers have snaked their way into the cup as he hands it to me. And then I ask for another one. And he kind of gives me a look like I'm the one being difficult. Like if I'm in your home, hand me a cup any way you want to. I'm a guest. I'll put up with it, whatever. But this is a business that I assume has regulations they have to follow. Thank God. And I don't know. I want to drink my high fructose corn soda out of a clean cup. Is that too much to ask?
I don't think so.
It's not. And then, you know, this I did this too. I gave him my debit card at the movie theater, and he hands it back to me. I get to the movie. It was Wonka. And I sit down. I go, I have no idea how much that guy charged me. I do this all the time. Like, I'll go to the store. They'll ring me up. I'll swipe the card, and I'll leave. I could have been charged $4,000 for a jar of salsa, and I'd have no idea. Well, I would have an idea because wouldn't go through. I'll keep that much in my checking account. But it's crazy. Like, do you guys pay attention? I don't. I never pay attention. I get sometimes I'll chit chat with the clerk and I'll just pay and then I'll leave and I'm like, no idea how much was charged. I got to be more attentive. That's what I'm talking myself into being more focused. But I'll forget all this in 2 minutes anyway. So, all right. So I'm going to tell you what I saw in just a minute, and Conrad and I are going to talk about. Because Conrad is a big sports fan. I don't know if you guys know that. You can always text sports stuff too. If I don't know it, I'm a sports fan as well. But if I don't know it, I will defer to Conrad. And he can answer your question. And even if I can, he can still answer your question. This isn't fascism on this show. This is a democratic show for the most part. Do you feel inclusive, Conrad? Do you feel included?
Yeah, I do. Okay.
All right, good. We got another text. This is also from Papa Rico. What no salt and finger cocktail. I'm not sure I understand that. You got that, Conrad? What does that mean?
Well, you got the pretzel with no salt.
Yeah.
And then you got a finger
and
cocktail.
The finger cocktail, right. Hey, you know what? Maybe the guy's fingers taste amazing. Maybe I miss he probably maybe thought he was doing me a favor. Wait till this guy tastes my essence of my skin in his soda pop. Yeah, you're right. Maybe I'm being selfish. All right. So when we come back, we're going to talk. Believe it or not, folks, Taylor Swift was at another football game. We'll talk about that. I'm going to tell you what I saw. And we're going to talk Tom Selleck. It's his birthday, and it's also Heather Graham's birthday. We might have a special surprise guest later to tell us about Heather Graham. So that'll be exciting. She's originally from Wisconsin. I don't know if you knew that. Now you do. Thanks to Pete Schwabe and Nightlight here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back. Great to have you with me on a Monday night broadcasting live statewide. We are Nightlight from the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, beautiful downtown Green Bay on this balmy evening. And I teased before that we had possibly a surprise guest, someone who worked with Heather Graham because it's her birthday. I have another surprise guest who joins me in the studio now. It's Civic Media Director of Operations, Aaron Carino. So you haven't worked with Heather Graham.
I don't know what that person is.
I really hope I wasn't the person supposed to come in.
No, she's not dating Travis Kelce, so none of us know who she is. So, Aaron, thanks for being here. This is fun.
Yeah, this is great. This is my old neighborhood.
Yeah, that's what you said.
You know, I was 21. I didn't have any money and decided to live across from the Meyer Theater. I thought that was a good idea.
Wow. Hoping
yeah.
To scalp so here, some tickets or get some probably free shows.
Maybe try to see a production, a stage play of Mary Poppins or something like that. I don't know what they did over there back then.
It's a beautiful
but it's
theater.
So nice
yeah.
down here.
It's great.
You know, if you're listening in Amory or Hayward or La Crosse or Eau Claire and you haven't been to Green Bay in a while, isn't this nice what
beautiful.
They did down here?
It looks totally... I mean, I moved to Wisconsin when I was 12 and we lived in the Marinette area. We would come down here to go to the big mall, Port Plaza. And I think it was right here, if I remember correctly.
This was Yonkers.
This, oh my gosh.
There was a skywalk because my parents, I grew up in Plymouth.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Sure.
And my parents would say, well, you want to go to Milwaukee or you want to go to Green Bay? And we're Packers fans. So we came to Green Bay.
Sweet.
But yeah, this was Yonkers until I think when I was in college and moved down here, they tore it all down, and rightfully so. I mean, it's nice now, but
we are literally sitting at the customer service desk at Yonkers, where it used to be. This is where hundreds of pairs of pants were returned. And yeah, that was a fun mall. It was the mall in Northeast Wisconsin. I mean, it had stores we didn't have in Marinette. So
the question, Pete, is where's the Sparrow at right now?
Yeah.
Why don't we have any of that with us?
I'm going to go to Orange Julius and grab a drink, and then I'll come back with that information. Right. Malls are so sad. They're like so dying. You know what I mean? Like
Hot Topic. You remember those places? Sam Goody?
Oh, yeah.
You'd go shopping for a CD.
It's part of history. Like when we first moved back to the Midwest about 10 years ago, my wife and I would mall walk when it was really cold in Marinette. And we would play the game, like what store used to be where, because even malls change. The turnover is incredible.
Right.
But yeah, they could be. I remember people complaining about malls. They were replacing downtown America. And now malls are being replaced. It's like, oh, I miss those malls. You know, we just look back fondly on everything, I guess.
Pete, did you ever work in a mall?
I never worked in a mall, no.
That was a life. I had the earpiece in. I was the coolest person on earth.
What did you do?
I worked at American Eagle Outfitters.
Nice.
But that was at Bay Park Square.
Now, why did you need an earpiece in case of a clothing emergency or something? Like,
usually, well, because I was the quote-unquote denim expert. That was a bad title because I was not a denim expert. Oh. But if you needed to have somebody in the back get you something right away so the customer was happy, you could.
Oh, gotcha.
You could, you know, I don't know. Do you page it in? Do you buzz it in? I don't even know what you did back then.
I need a 16 slim quickly, please.
Conrad, did you ever work in a mall?
I worked at Champs in the Fox River Mall in Appleton. And I used an earpiece too when it was a busy Saturday.
Do you know what I'm saying though? Nobody, like, I've been in different roles, I've been an on air host. Before, nothing was cooler than when you had the earpiece in because you felt like you're on top of the world.
Yeah. It does kind of probably give you a little sense of authority. Like, this guy can probably help us. Look at that thing in his ear. Yeah, like, that's hilarious. Conrad, where did you work?
I worked at Champ Sports.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
We had my brother and sister both worked at an Athlete's Foot shoe store. And when my grandma was visiting, the youngest two of my brothers, they were gone. And my grandma says, where are Andy and Julie? And my other sister says, they're at an Athlete's Foot convention. My grandma had no idea what she was doing. She goes, they have those? Yeah, they just get together and pass around the absorbing junior. Aaron, it's fun to have you here. So
yeah.
Conrad and I were going to have this big talk about Taylor Swift because we're kind of on opposite. Conrad, you were really annoyed.
How many times they showed her during that Chiefs game?
Yes, but do you know how long they actually had her on camera? 24 seconds in a 3.5-hour broadcast. And people are losing their minds over that.
That's not a long time.
It's not a long time for the biggest star in the world. 24 seconds.
Would you rather see more Taylor Swift or another mesothelioma commercial on TV? Take your pick.
Well, personally, Taylor Swift. I'd rather see Ernest Borgnine than when people are going nuts. 24 seconds. And I don't know, you're on Facebook, right?
Yeah.
So this is what, all last night, people are like, I'm not watching the Super Bowl because of Taylor Swift. Not my friends, but friends of friends. I was curious. They're boycotting the Super Bowl because Travis Kelce has a girlfriend. I don't get that.
It was 24 seconds.
24 seconds.
And I bet a lot of these people have taken their kids to a Taylor Swift concert and endured the 3.5 hours.
Okay. That's fair.
Right?
And they don't need to see any more.
But it's a fun element. I think it's fun. It's bringing in all sorts of people to watch these games. I mean,
what do they say, Conrad? What were the numbers?
It was 332 million, I think, for the viewership.
That's how much she's brought to the NFL. Wow. So the NFL loves it. That's capitalism, folks. You don't like Taylor Swift? You know,
go back to the mall.
That's right. Do you have Aaron? Do you have a food that you wish you could eat endless amounts of that wouldn't affect you?
Oh my goodness, pizza!
Pizza, yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah, I knew we were going to hear pizza from someone. One guy said milk chocolate. Conrad's dad said potato chips and French onion dip. And I love when we get texts.
What did you say for you?
I haven't officially answered, but what caught my attention was it's National Corn Chip Day. And chips aren't like my favorite food, but for whatever reason, when I have them, I can't stop eating them. Like with guacamole or salsa or
the scoops?
Yeah. Or scoops, whatever. Scoops make it more convenient.
Scoops.
You shovel that food in your mouth even faster. So as you know, because you're sort of one of my bosses here, we talk about entertainment a lot. What are you watching? Movies or TV?
Boy,
what does Aaron watch?
What am I watching right now? You know, I'm not a good person for that, ironically.
Really?
You'd think that I would probably... Ghosts, I guess. We're watching that show on CBS.
Oh, yeah.
Ghosts.
How is that?
I've watched one episode so far. Okay. I can't quite say it. I was a big fan of The White Lotus, and I can't wait for the next season.
I saw the first season and I thought it was so cool and funny. And you know who I thought was really funny? And I know people, she's not polarizing, but Sydney Sweeney. She played a really bratty kid. And the guy, she was hilarious. And then the guy who was on The Office and played Alexander Daddario's husband, who's got this beautiful wife on their honeymoon and he's obsessed with the front desk clerk.
Oh, yeah.
Not giving him that. It's so funny.
You've got to watch the second season.
I know. I hear it's even better. I've heard it's even better. All right, we've got Aaron Carreno here from Civic Media. In just a minute, we're going to talk to Frank Anderson, folks. He is the founder of Wisconsinology. We're going to read more of your texts, and we want to find out what food you wish you could eat tons of. And later in the show, a surprise guest who worked with Heather Graham. It's her birthday. She's from Wisconsin. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The time to hesitate is through. The time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabe. We are getting to the bottom of things regarding foods we would like to eat endlessly, folks, and not suffer the consequences. What is yours? From the 920, we get another. Oh, it's Jim from Appleton. Ice cream, preferably chocolate. Chocolate working its way into another request. I'm with you, Jim. I like to let the ice cream sit for a little while, so you can like scoop up the, it's almost like, almost becomes like chocolate milk in the bottom of the bowl. That's how I do chocolate ice cream, Jim. I'm with you. And then also, it's time. Conrad, I was wondering if we were going to hear from your mom. It's already 8:30 and she's just finally getting to us. Cheetos. Yes, Paula, that is a, have you known your mom to eat a lot of Cheetos?
Not the regular Cheetos, but the jalapeno ones.
Ooh.
They're really good.
So then she gets they call it, remember the book Sniglets? It was Rich Hall, who was on HBO's Not Necessarily the News, put a book out called Sniglets, and he made up words for stuff. Like if you turn on the bath and it's at that point where the pipes start shaking, that's called bathquake. And Cheetos, he came up with one when your fingers get the Cheeto residue, he called it Cheetle. So your mom gets the Cheetle, and that can be dangerous with the spiciness. And then from the 262, Steve from Milwaukee, chimichangas. Boy, you could add Mexican food to that for sure. Great answers. Keep them coming. Steve, good to hear from you. I'm with you on the chimichangas. Do you like Mexican food here?
You know, with a lot of this stuff, you better have the Pepto-Bismol ready or the Tums or the Rolands. I'm just saying.
Yeah, all these foods.
I'm just saying.
Let's make a casserole.
Don't you think?
Yeah, for sure. I didn't even think of that, but
Conrad's
yeah,
mom can drop some off here at the City Next Studios.
She'll have a bag of Cheetos in one hand and some Pepto in the other. Sure, that works. So we got a caller, Conrad.
Yes, we do. I'll put him through right now for you.
Who are we talking to?
Tom.
Hey, Tom, how's it going?
Hey, this is L.A. Tom.
L.A. Tom.
Los Angeles here.
Wow, all right.
But I am from Wisconsin. I'm from a small town of 2,000 people.
Nice.
I just want to say people really, really need to get a life if they're upset about Taylor Swift.
Agreed.
First off, Taylor is not the one that needs the publicity of any kind. She actually changes people's economies just by her concerts and things like that. Also, on top of that, the girl's just going to watch a football game.
Right.
How is she to blame that the media keeps on throwing her on the screen? I mean, I just don't understand why these, mostly guys, actually, well, women too, but why it is that it bothers them so much. You know what? Happy, met someone. turns out he's an NFL football player, and she's going to the game.
Right.
So I just wonder if they're going to show him as much next week when she sweeps the Grammys with her newest album, because that is going to be quite remarkable, because I think she will actually sweep the Grammys with her album After Midnight, the 3 a.m. edition, in a major way, actually. I don't think she's ever put out a better CD or album ever.
You know what, Tom, I agree with you. I also think, I don't think people would get as upset if they showed Travis Kelce at the Grammys. They would expect it, because that's what they do. They show players' wives in the NFL. People lose their minds over this stuff.
And that goes back to a song, actually, that Taylor has, which is called The Man. If anybody would watch that on YouTube, they would see exactly the double standard that goes on in our culture. And, I mean, here's a girl that, puts on a small thing on Twitter, and she gets 35,000 registered voters.
Yeah.
Not to get into politics, but that's amazing.
Well, that might have something to do with it, too.
Uplift people like that.
Totally.
That's a great song, by the way.
We need to have more love, and we don't need all this negativity that we see all the time. We need to have it where, kind of like Jordan Love, we need to spread the love.
Totally.
And, yeah.
Do you like her music, Tom? Aaron just said he knows that song you just mentioned. Are you a fan of her music as well?
You know what? I'll tell you what. I wasn't a fan of her music until really this album. It was on YouTube, and the videos are on there. And I'm telling you, I can't go to sleep at night without listening to this kind of cascade of different things. I also loved it that when she did the song with Bon Iver, being from Wisconsin and being from Eau Claire with Bon Iver, I thought that was pretty cool. She's just a cool chick that, really and truly, any guy out there that would want their daughter to be like somebody, her and Pink, people like that are who you want your daughters to be like. And I don't know why people would, get upset. Believe me, Travis Kelce's not gaining it. He's the one that's gaining the popularity
right.
by dating her, not the other way around. Even though people that watch football think that she's using this or whatever, it's like, no, she really doesn't need anybody's help with,
I agree.
What is her, 250 million followers on Twitter?
I hope my daughter becomes like her so she can take care of me.
Yeah.
Get older.
There you go.
You say no to the money.
I understand, Pete.
Yeah.
Pete, where are you from originally? Are you from Green Bay?
No, I grew up, Chicago, and then Northeast Wisconsin is my adopted home. In junior high, we moved here. I went back to Chicago, did stand-up, then to L.A., and I've been back here for about 10 years. And we're loving it. It's a fun place to live.
I'm from Durand, which is down by Eau Claire.
Okay.
And I've went to school at St. Norbert over in Green Bay.
Beautiful campus.
And then moved out to L.A., and I've been here for about 20 years. So I always think about coming back, but as long as I have Civic Media, I can feel like I'm still
that's awesome.
A part in Wisconsin and still enjoy LA as well.
Fantastic, Tom. I breathe some California air for me. I had a lot of fun living out there, and thanks so much for the call tonight. Don't be a stranger, okay?
Absolutely. I'll check you out.
Okay, buddy. Thanks, Tom. Have a good night. Great points. I mean, people are losing their minds saying they're not going to watch the Super Bowl because I don't get it. All right. So here's what we got to do. We got Frank Anderson. Let's get Frank in here. I would love to hear Frank's take on Taylor Swift. And we're going to talk to Frank a little bit. I've got a lot of stuff. You haven't met Frank, have you?
Hey, you may need another legal pad here. You got a lot.
I got a lot
of notes tonight.
I got several lawsuits pending, and I've got a show plan on one of them. So, there's some sort of pet hair on one of my sheets here. What's going on? What's happening? Conrad, take a memo. Less pet hair in the studio. He usually laughs at that, but he's
on the. He's actually he's working right
he's
now.
Doing
he's doing
production
stuff.
Work. Frank founded a website called Wisconsinology, and you can get lost in it. He's got some of the greatest stories about Wisconsin and people who are from here and fun, just facts about Wisconsin and everything. And I think we've got him on the phone now. Frank Anderson, ladies and gentlemen of Wisconsin. Frank, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
How's it going?
Oh, like everybody in our beautiful state, I've been under the weather lately.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Thank you.
No big deal. Everybody I know is sick.
Yeah. I can hear it a little bit. You're less sarcastic than you usually are, Frank, when you're sick.
Some people are happy about that, you know?
Not me, buddy.
Yeah, you didn't have me. You gave me such a nice introduction, and I was yelling, stop it.
Stop it. Don't you know I loathe myself?
I hate myself. Yeah.
So
what direction are we going in? Where are we talking about fires?
Yeah, I've got so much to ask you. I had a ghost story I wanted to ask you about, Frank.
Oh, sure.
I want you to debunk. I'll tell you what. We've got until the top of the hour. So why don't we talk about the Peshtigo fire, and then I want you to try to debunk my ghost story, which I know you'll do.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Sure.
So I was just, I don't know what got me on the Peshtigo fire recently. I think we mentioned it in a previous interview, but I was looking through your website, wisconsinology.com, and saw the Peshtigo fire demon. And I want to say I asked you about that last time you were here like a month ago, but I don't remember. I think we got cut short or something. What is the Peshtigo fire demon?
Oh, it's a made up thing like that's associated every great disaster. The Titanic, everything has a myriad of, foreboding dreams. Strange creatures appeared, strange signs in the sky. It's human nature. We can't help it. We build that around it. And thank the gods for us in Wisconsin. Someone made up a damn good story of this Peshtigo fire demon who riding his wild stag across the sky.
No kidding. Is that what they say it is, or what people saw?
Well, first of all, nobody saw anything. Someone made up a story. I get that all the time. Yeah, but is that exactly what happened? And I was like, no, none of this happened. Someone made it up, told the tale.
People are hallucinating. They were in smoke inhalation.
Well, I've got a very, not a theory. I think people are just wonderfully creative and dramatic. they want to add all these, they want to punch up the story. You understand punching up.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I got to punch up my set. Got to punch up the script. I think all of us, everybody, is punching up stuff all the time. Every time you tell a story, the game of telephone is about punching up. And that is all supernatural. That is all Bigfoot. That is all everything. It's a lot of great punching up. I'm not against it. I love it.
It's just embellishing a tall tale, right? To make it seem more interesting. Yeah.
Right. It's people who say they never exaggerate or lie. Those are the people I don't trust.
Right. Yeah. So what is the Peshtigo fire demon, though? Like, is it... As the tale goes, is it what you say? Something.
Oh, there's many tales of it. It helped spread the fire.
Oh. And the fire, which I don't know if everybody is aware of this, but the fire.
The greatest natural disaster in the history of the United States. Nothing comes close. Nothing. It remains. I mean, like all things that come from Wisconsin. It's never the second best. It's always the greatest whatever in all categories. That I've found true no matter what.
Right.
We don't mess around with Mr. In Between.
Well, and how about, I mean, it happened on the same day as the Chicago fire.
Right. And that led to something, you know, our governor, Lucius Fairchild, the one-armed governor who had his arm shot off at the Battle of Gettysburg.
That sounds like a
tall
tale.
While fighting for the second, in the 2nd Wisconsin Brigade, he becomes governor, and he organizes a relief, massive relief in Madison. All trains in Wisconsin have to go to Chicago to help them out, right?
Oh, my gosh.
His wife is left. He takes off to Chicago. His wife is left with the sudden chore of an even greater emergency in our own state. So off they go to Chicago. What were the casualties in Chicago? I believe it was one.
I thought zero.
Two.
You might be right, though. It was very low.
Yeah, it was very low. And then Peshtigo, 3,000, possibly 3,000.
Wow.
200 million board feet of lumber vanished overnight. It was described as an absolute paradise before that. It has not recovered.
Oh, it's interesting. It has not recovered. There are 3,000 plus people there now, which is pretty remarkable. And it's scorched over one, I think, 1.5 million acres. There's a mass grave up there and a great museum if people haven't seen it. But Frank Anderson is my guest from Wisconsinology. And coming up next, he's going to debunk a ghost theory I have like no one else can. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Brother's got a night to keep, he can't hang around. Our house, in the middle of our street. Our house, in the middle of our house, it has a crowd. There's always something happening, and it's usually quite loud. Our mum, she's so house proud. Nothing ever slows her.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, broadcasting live statewide throughout Wisconsin from the beautiful City Deck Landing in Green Bay at our WGBW studios. Aaron Carino hanging out with us, still in the studio. Love having you around.
It's just fun to be back. You know, it's fun to be out of the office and in this type of office.
And
I don't get to do this often.
And Frank Anderson is our guest, so you're learning a lot about Wisconsin and the Peshtigo Fire. And all kinds of stuff.
Spend hours talking about Wisconsin history.
Easily.
I'm going to tell a ghost story, though, because I think Frank, I don't know if I told you this, Frank, at one point, when I was a comedian, I used to work the Comedy Cafe in Milwaukee, and there was a condo that they used to put the, quote, condo, end quote, kitty corner from the club. It was kind of a dump, but it was okay. A lot of comics had stories about stuff happening in the condo, and as legend has it, there's a restaurant right next to the comedy club called, not Sabatino's, Giovanni's maybe. And it was, supposedly it was mobbed up, and the cook was killed in the kitchen and lived in the comedy condo. And supposedly he haunted the comedy condo. Now, I was skeptical of this, but a lot of comics reported to the club owner hearing bagpipes in the middle of the night. And the club owner would never tell them this, but years later said, the cook's favorite instrument were the bagpipes. Now, that's a red... Nobody's favorite instrument is the bagpipes. So right away, I had a red flag. So anyway, I was working there one night. It was 2 days before Christmas. And I finished the week, and the other comic, his name was Phil Tagliaferri. We stayed up to like 5 o'clock in the morning talking. And he didn't know about the ghost. I hadn't thought about it in a while. I said, man, if I don't get up by 9 o'clock, I had to go to Chicago, pick up my fiance at the time and drive all the way back up to Marinette. So I had about 7 hours of driving. To make it on time, I had to be up at 9 a.m. and on the road to Chicago so I could turn around and go back to Marinette. So whatever. I didn't have an alarm. I'm like, well, I hope this works out. I wake up to a doorbell. I'm in the back bedroom, farthest away from the front door. I hear a doorbell. And it was one of those walk-ups, Frank, in Milwaukee. It was like 20 steps up to the porch, you know?
Oh, yeah. Know them well.
Yeah. So I hear it. Wake up. I hear it again. I start leaving the room. I'm going to the front door. I look in. Phil's still asleep. He's in the middle bedroom. I get to the foyer. It rings again. I'm 10 feet from the door. I get to the door and no one is there. So someone either rang the doorbell, and it didn't ring after that. So someone either rang the doorbell, ran and jumped off the side of the porch in frigid cold, or did, I don't know. But I go back to my room to get my stuff. It's 9 a.m. on the nose. And I'm like, okay, if there's a ghost, it's a helpful ghost. It got me out of bed on time. And my first instinct, or what I think you'll say, is there could have been a short in the doorbell. I know it could be coincidences, but that's as close as I've had to a ghost story. I hope it's the closest I ever come to having a ghost story, because I'm not as confident as you. I'm willing to believe there could be something, but like you, that it could be debunked. What do you say about that?
Well, your entire story falls into a whole bunch of traps right away. One of my favorite things is it's been punched up. My favorite punches and his favorite instrument was the bagpipe.
Yeah, that made, I admit.
Someone made that up.
That's why I was skeptical at first.
Yeah. But from what you experience personally, it is coincidence, and it is, without a doubt, 90% of it is really, truly is pipes. A different kind of pipes, you know, heating pipes, plumbing.
But ringing the doorbell?
Yeah, electrical malfunction. I lived in a house where the doorbell went off all the time, and where someone finally got enough sense to take it apart and, whoa, there's a short.
Sure.
And wires touch, you know, when the wind, whatever. But
yeah.
No, it falls into numerous traps. I was prepared for one thing that didn't happen in your story. It was, you know, a sighting or something like that.
Yeah.
But no, it does like fall into many other categories. And really quick, as far as sightings go, the human mind fills in the gaps of what its eyesight doesn't understand or is not familiar with. You might see something you're not familiar with. Your mind is making up a lot of that picture.
Mm-hmm.
It fills in the gaps. You don't right. always. That's why people always say, I know what I saw. No, you don't. You do not. And the first person who will tell you that is the FBI and local and cops all across the world. They know that.
Just because they hear it a lot.
Well, yeah. And people are, you know, always it's something suddenly that's not familiar in front of you or out of sight or whatever. Your mind will see something not familiar, and it'll fill in the gaps of what, based on your knowledge or things you've previously seen or things you have thought about.
My guest is Frank Anderson of Wisconsinology.com, basically telling me I'm an idiot and debunking my story.
But you know what? I love it, and
yeah.
I tell people all the time, I'm not debunking you to bring you down or anything. I'm saying, punch it up even more and spread it around.
Yeah, I probably should have like killed some kind of demon or something.
You've got to add more than that.
Yeah, I'm
yeah, knock it up big time.
Disappointed
Send
in myself.
Send it out there.
I have an alien story. No, I'm just kidding.
my favorite.
Hey, we have a couple minutes left, Frank. Tell us about the Know It All. I love the band. Did you come up with the name The Know It All Boyfriends?
No, I did not.
Oh, okay.
I think Butch Vig did.
Okay. Well, he's pretty good with names too. But tell us, I was not unable to have you on before the Joey Song Benefit concert in Madison. I hear it was a big success. I assume it's going to happen next year. Tell us a little bit about it. Was it great?
Hey, it was fabulous. A nice big crowd. It's grown so much in the last 5 years. And we had wonderful guests. We had you know, the bands were both young and a bit on the old side. Like we had the last surviving member of Big Star.
Hmm.
And Rick Nielsen from Cheap Trick. And they,
that's what I heard,
Big Star wrote that song, Hanging Out, which is a theme song to that 70s show.
Oh, okay.
On the Street, it's called. And it was a big hit when that show was on, but the Cheap Trick version. So we had both Cheap Trick and members of Cheap Trick and a Big Star on stage doing that. And I got to be up there for that, and that was fun. But besides that, we had wonderful bands. Portugal the Man, who are the current spokesman of Taco Bell.
Oh, man.
and someone told me that's not cool. I said, oh, come on. You want to be in music to not make money?
Right.
Is that it?
Hey, Frank, we got to run. Thank you so much, as always. Thank you for setting me straight. We'll do it again soon, buddy, I hope.
I hope so, too.
All right. That's Wisconsin Ozzie's Frank Anderson. We'll be right back with Ben Reiser and talk about beavers invading Madison. I'm Pete Schwabe. This is Nightlight.